what is the simplest, absolute, most diverse, yet complicated and most powerful word in the English and Spanish dictionaries? It's the word no. It may be the first word you learn as a baby, and as an adult, to be honest, it usually goes grossly underutilized. Some people like to say it by saying no. Some people like to say it by humming it. Some people even like to sing it. Today is all about a perspective change on this powerful word, and I'll be breaking it down in three distinct areas. And yes, this episode is dedicated to all my naysayers out there, to all my pessimists, all my cynics, and as LeBron James would say, this is for you. And with that said, stop playing and come step into my office.
Welcome to the Black Office Unlocked Podcast. The mission here is about helping minority federal government employees like you navigate through your workplaces, strategically position your career, and give you competitive advantages that will inspire you to grow faster so you can go further. Remember, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. And when opportunity comes knocking, you are the key. Now, let's step into the Black Office. Stay unlocked.
Welcome to the Black Office Unlocked podcast. I am your host, Michael Gibbons, and in today's episode, we're going to explore how we unravel the potential of the word no in personal and in your professional growth. And in today's discussion, we're going to delve deeper into the power of rejection as redirection and explore how Black and non-majority employees can harness its potential. Understanding the power of no from these three different diverse perspectives can help differentiate yourself from the crowd and give you new perspective on your journey. So at the end of the episode, what do I want y'all to know? By the end of today's episode, you should have more clarity on these three areas, right? One, rejection is redirection. Two, no is a self-protection tool. And three, no as an opportunity to take on new opportunities. So yes, let's get into it. Rejection as redirection. So rejection is not the end. It's merely a detour on the road to success. As Robert F. Smith once remarked, failure is a fantastic teacher if you're open to it. Now, similarly, with the U.S. federal government, leaders like Ursula Burns, former CEO of Xerox Corporation, she has emphasized the importance of resilience in the face of rejection. And she's been quoted to have been said, believe that there are no limitations, no barriers to your success. You will be empowered and you will achieve, end quote. And I invite us to consider the story of Madam C.J. Walker, right? Who faced numerous rejections and setbacks in her journey to becoming the first female African-American self-made millionaire in America. And despite facing racial and gender discrimination, she persevered and turned rejection into motivation for her success. Each no she encountered only fueled her determination and ultimately leading to an unprecedented success. And she faced growing up in the Jim Crow era and where the economy just, you know, there's challenges everywhere with that. And of course, just with racism. But there were challenges with even sexism, of course, as we see today. She was told no because she was Black. And she was told no because she was also a woman. But she didn't respond to it as, you know, just saying no as no. She looked at it as an opportunity and another door opening. She saw how this was affecting not only her, but her community and future generations that will come after her. So she didn't take no for an answer is really the point. And she empowered tens of thousands of other Black women as co-creators into a workplace where she encouraged workplace of equity. When she saw the economic barriers being placed before her because of all those no's, She created a career ladder plan that allowed recruits from communities of color to progress. When men told her and those that are like her of the same gender no, she said yes and opened up a trade for thousands of women of color to partake and make a month's worth of salary in as little as a week. You know, changing the paradigm and perspective by understanding rejection is merely redirection. And looking at it from that perspective is going to allow us to accept the word no in its meaning and now has power in ways that's evidence. After all, you can't spell another without no, right? Without the letters N-O. So when you get rejection, think of it as an opportunity for another opportunity. And let's also consider the story of Oprah Winfrey, right? So, who's famously walked away from a toxic work environment despite immense pressure to stay. Being told no to the status quo, she paved the way for a more fulfilling and authentic career path. And Oprah had a beautiful and wise mentor by the name of Maya Angelou. And Oprah would often have long conversations with Maya Angelou about her work life in hopes to gain more career clarity and understanding of how to best navigate. Right. So Maya gave Oprah her first lesson in the power of no when it came to her career. And in an interview Oprah gave in 2019, Oprah recounted an incident from her days working at a news station in Baltimore where she was denied the same pay as her male co-anchor. Oprah was co-anchor on a show that was called People Are Talking, and she was paid $22,000 a year, while her male white coworker was paid $50,000 a year. And she said, and I quote, "I asked my producers, who incidentally were all females, I asked that they be given a pay increase." So a male executive at her workplace that she asked this to initially refused, saying, "Hey, they're only girls." If she could only get, you know, a pay raise that was similar to her white co-host counterpart, she was told no. And in fact, she was told that when she becomes a boss herself, which is crazy, she can give whoever she wants a pay raise. But until then, the answer was no. And this is when we talk about the power of no, right, y'all? So Oprah told this story to Miss Maya Angelou, and Maya gave her words of wisdom that only could hit, you know, coming from Maya Angelou, right? Miss Maya said, when people show you who they are, believe them. Your problem is that you need to get told 29 times, end quote, right? So Oprah took that and took that to heart. So Oprah will go on to take that advice, and she ended up moving on from that show and started her own self-titled show, which will later go on. And she would later go on to obviously be a huge success, have her own network, and literally her own Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN, as a billionaire TV mogul, right? And the rest is history, right? So understanding that, you know, rejection is only redirection, and understanding how you can harness that word no as fuel to get to where you need to go. All right, so the second part I want to talk about is no is a yes to your inner peace. Right. So now let's talk about inner peace. We all can't say yes to everything. We have to properly prioritize what's important to us by trying to determine what we can or can't do. But we have to be honest with ourselves, right? We really must remember there are consequences to our decisions, which includes the acceptance or denial of things in our lives. And let's remember we have to protect ourselves as well from hurt, harm, or danger. And that means setting safe boundaries. So the power of saying no extends beyond just external circumstances. It's a reflection of self-respect and boundaries. And as Reginald F. Lewis, the first African-American billionaire, once said, "I believe in the power of no because it shows strength and conviction. Saying no requires courage, and really the courage that to prioritize yourself and your well-being honors your values, right? I would like to think." Now, in the corporate world, leaders like Ken Chenault, former CEO of American Express, you know, he exemplifies the importance of asserting boundaries and saying no when necessary. And by aligning actions with our values, they cultivate a sense of inner peace and authenticity that resonate throughout your leadership journey. So let's consider, you know, the story of Miss Nina Simone. So in the mid-1970s, Miss Simone, she's a renowned singer, songwriter, and civil rights activist. And she was approached to perform at a high-profile event. Despite the significant financial gain and exposure that she would get from this performance, Simone made the courageous decision to decline the offer by saying no. And at this time, Miss Simone was deeply disheartened by the state of racial inequality and social justice in the United States. And she was very outspoken about that and her frustrations with the lack of progress in civil rights movement and the ongoing oppression faced by Black Americans. And Simone recognized that accepting this invitation to perform would require her to really compromise some of those principles and her integrity. And in an act of defiance and going against the status quo, Simone famously said one time, "I'll tell you what freedom is to me, no fear," end quote. So by refusing to participate in events or opportunities that conflicted with her values, Ms. Simone asserted her autonomy and refused to be silenced or co-opted by those in power. It also was a powerful statement about the importance of maintaining one's inner peace and integrity in the face of adversity. And her refusal to conform to societal expectations serves as an enduring example of courage and resilience in the pursuit of justice and liberty. So in short, you know, all opportunities aren't necessarily good opportunities, right? And if they don't align with your values, you definitely don't want to regret any opportunity you make, even if on paper, quote unquote, it sounds good, right? The episode is all about no, but remember there's consequences to our yeses too. Like my grandpa would say over a spirited game of dominoes, all money ain't good money, right? So we're going to go to the third area perspective that I want you guys to think about. And this is more of an acronym. So think of new options. Think of no as an acronym, as new options. Someone also once said the word no is an adverb, it's an adjective, and it's a noun. And in this case, it's also an acronym meaning new options. So the word itself is the most simple yet most diverse word we have in the English language, right? So the word no is not a rejection. It's really an invitation to explore new options and possibilities. As Melody Hobson, co-CEO of Ariel Investments, once said, rejection is redirection. And it's really an opportunity to pivot and find a better path, end quote. So criticism and rejection are not indicators of inadequacy. Rather, they serve as catalysts for our growth and innovation, right? So when playing a sport like football, soccer, basketball, or whatever, when we're trying to move towards our goals and you're denied a position on that field or the court, you're taught to literally pivot in order to angle yourself in a better position so that you can have a better response to that space of rejection, right? So that those pivot points in sports and in life and in our careers are key in our evolution and exploration in these new options and these new opportunities. And in the realm of the federal government leadership, individuals like Carla Harris, the vice chairman of Morgan Stanley and former chair of the National Women's Business Council, as appointed by President Obama, she has embraced rejection as an inherent part of her journey, right? Through resilience, perseverance, she had to navigate the complexities of public service, and she constantly seeks new options and solutions. So Ms. Harris is not new to new opportunities either, as evidenced by her being named Fortune Magazine's 50 Most Powerful Black Executives in Corporate America, top 75 African Americans on Wall Street, and as a singer, selling out numerous concerts at the Apollo Theater and Carnegie Hall. She knows a little something about new options, right? So speaking of Obama, let's also draw inspiration into the story of President Barack Obama, whose journey to the presidency was marked by numerous rejections and setbacks. Despite, you know, facing adversity, he remained steadfast in his commitment to public service, turning each no into an opportunity for growth and introspection. President Barack Obama understood that without some friction or rejection, we won't change. And without change, we can't grow into the best versions of ourselves. So he was quoted by saying one time, and I quote, "Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek," end quote. I was going to try to use my President Barack Obama, but no, it wouldn't work. So, you know, as we wrap up this, right, and we conclude, and just before we get into our key takeaways around the exploration of no, let's remember the wisdom of Langston Hughes, who once said, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." Right, so rejection may test our resolve, but it can't extinguish the flame of our dreams, right? So for Black and non-majority federal government employees, understanding the power of no from these three different perspectives can help differentiate yourself from the crowd and give you a new perspective on your journey. So that's my, in a nutshell, my takeaways. But speaking of takeaways, let's just go hit them real quick. Takeaway one. And when we talk about, again, when we talk about takeaways, if there's nothing else you take away from here, these are the three things I want you guys to remember, right? Number one, embrace rejection as redirection, a stepping stone towards your true potential. Takeaway number two, saying no is a form of self-respect and a pathway to inner peace and authenticity. You know, I heard someone today say that rejection is God's protection, which I thought was profound. And key takeaway number three, view rejection as an opportunity to explore new options and innovate in your own personal and professional journey, right? So I want to thank you all for joining us on this transformative exploration of the power of no. And together, we got to harness and use our resilience and embrace rejection as a catalyst for growth and success. And with that said, y'all already know what it is. Stay unlocked.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Black Office Unlocked podcast. If you are loving this podcast, please subscribe and rate on your platforms. Please share this with a friend or coworker. Don't forget to write a review on your favorite platform. Please subscribe to our LinkedIn newsletter and follow us on our social media platforms. Links are in the show notes. Until next time, let's keep those career doors of opportunity open. Remember, you are the key. Stay unlocked.